Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The news yesterday that a serving Metropolitan Police officer pleaded guilty to 51 charges, including 48 rapes, has sent shockwaves through the force. David Carrick committed these offences against 12 women over two decades, and the Met Police Commissioner has apologised to Carrick's victims for the force's failings because it emerged that he was brought to the attention of police over nine incidents, including allegations of rape, domestic violence and harassment between the years 2000 and 2021. Now, in the last couple of minutes, David Carrick has been dismissed from the force. The commissioner has also said that the force is investigating 1,000 sexual and domestic abuse claims involving about 800 of its officers. And to discuss this and the fallout, I'm joined on the line by journalist Enda Brady. Enda, thank you for joining us. One of the most astonishing facts to emerge from this is the one about the number of complaints that were made against this man over all of those years, over 21 years, and still he was left in the job.
I think, Claire, that's the most shocking thing, really, for the Metropolitan Police leadership, is how an officer with this guy's track record of consistently being complained about at a very serious level by female members of the public, how he managed to keep going, stay in uniform, stay in the job, and very skillfully evade any of the vetting processes that would normally weedle out predators like him. I mean, some serious questions there for the Metropolitan Police leadership. This is hugely damaging. And it should be pointed out as well, this guy Carrick was actually in the exact same police unit as Wayne Cousins, the man who abducted, raped and murdered Sarah Everard. I mean, it is beyond shocking.
We have a clip here now of a serving Metropolitan Police officer speaking to BBC's Newsnight last night. It's just interesting to hear what he had to say about the type of people he says that work in that force.
This job attracts the most disgusting people. Misogyny is something you see all the time. It's just the way it is. Jokes and banter and whatever you want to call it. And that culture is old school, you might think, but it's not really, because all ages are doing it. Women feel uncomfortable and preyed upon. I don't see any improvements either, and I've been here a while. You can see how he was allowed to thrive in this place.
I mean, that notion that the job attracts that sort of person, I mean, that is hugely damaging to the trust that people need to have in their police officers.
It is. And I think, you know, if you look at what Sir Mark Rowley, he's the new commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, what he has said today on air to journalists, he was asked the question, can you say for certain that a woman coming into a police station, a member of the public, to report a sexual assault or a rape will not be dealt with by one of your officers who has such allegations hanging over him? And he couldn't give that guarantee. So there's 1,071 serving members of the Metropolitan Police or civilian staff who are being looked into. That is a shocking indictment. And I mean, Rowley was brought in basically off the back of everything that happened with the Everard case, Cressida Dick's departure, which was high profile. She was effectively removed. Rowley has some serious individuals to get out with that police force and to get out of uniform and to start rebuilding the public's trust.
But even the fact, Enda, that Carrick was dismissed from the force only today, does that show that there is a big difficulty in getting them out? You know, they have to wait for a conviction or an admission of guilt before that can happen.
So getting him out today, that is off the back of pleading guilty in court yesterday. So there is due process and legality to be followed. But I think the most appalling thing is that this guy joined the police at the turn of the century. He offended for two decades with impunity. You know, he was targeting women on dating websites and apps. He would turn up for dates in uniform. He had a warrant card. And he was very quickly telling people, you know, I'm a serving police officer, you're lucky you've met me, or you'll be safe around me. And he abused women across the Greater London area and North London for two decades. And I think what really was the most damning indictment yesterday from all the information that came from court was that while his fellow officers didn't know what he was doing, he had a nickname in the station about his very cruel personality and mean-spirited demeanour. So his fellow officers knew that he was a bad apple. And the challenge now for Mark Rowley is to remove the many hundreds and hundreds of others.
who undoubtedly now, given the fact that this guy was vetted in 2017 and seemed to pass that vetting process despite all of that complaints, you can only assume that there are others there who have similar backgrounds. Enda, thank you very much for joining us. Enda Brady there on that awful story coming from the UK and the dismissal from the Met Police of David Carrick.